家好，我是 Jenny， 你正在收听由开言英语带来的潘吉 Jenny 告诉你。
Hey guys, this is Adam.
那最近呢，在北美的麦当劳啊，有一个让人非常非常 excited， 让大家非常期待的汉堡又重新推出了。这个汉堡和我们中国有关，和四川有关。
Right, right. But your average foreigner might not know that. They might just look at this chicken burger and think, oh my goodness, how do I pronounce this word? Szechuan?
好，那我们今天就跟大家讲一下在美国这两年非常火爆的咱们中国的麻辣口味，还有就是 what other types of Chinese food are the most popular in America?
Okay, this is going to be a delicious topic.
是，但是我也要先 warn, 警告大家，就是我们今天讲的这些在美国特别受欢迎的中国菜，其实它都是 American Chinese food, or Americanized, 被美国化了的中国菜。
Right, it's not going to be very authentic.
是，对，从正宗的这个角度讲啊，就不是我们在国内习惯吃的东西。Anyways, they're big in America, right?
Right.
我们还是可以来了解一下。好，那我们还是回到前面讲的麦当劳最近推出的这个麦香鸡汉堡。It's not your average McChicken, 麦香鸡汉堡。这个是辣的，是香辣，麻辣的。
Right, right, right. So this is the Szechuan McChicken.
What did you say?
Szechuan.
Szechuan. 我都说不来。
Yeah, you're not going to be able to say it. So I grew up in this North American world where every quote-unquote Chinese restaurant was Cantonese and Szechuan.
对，就是比如你看麦当劳这个广告里面，它的四川它不是用汉语拼音，
right.
而是用这个是什么广东拼音还是 It's spelled S-Z-E.
Right.
川是一样的 C-H-U-A-N.
Right.
但是前面这个 S-E-E 真的看了以后不知道这怎么念怎么发音啊
Right, I mean, I guess it's because we didn't really know, before pinyin, we didn't really know how to write down the sound you guys make when you say like S. Because if I'm going to say, what is it, Sichuan?
Okay, so it became this
S-E-E.
那你觉得一个 average American or Canadian?
Sege. Yeah, sound that we...
根本没有 J 的音为什么
Sege, yeah, Sege.
像一个法语。
I think it's because it's the S and the Z together. So like, how do we pronounce that?
所以一个就是普通的美国人、加拿大人他会说 Szechuan.
Yeah, it's tough, right? Sege, yeah, Szechuan.
OK, 好吧。所以四川你刚刚说其实对北美人来说并不陌生因为他们会很熟悉比如广东菜然后还有川菜。
I think we would know the word.、
Oh.
I don't think we would be able to apply the word to any specific kind of food. All I'm saying is a lot of Chinese restaurants here, it would say like Chinese restaurant and then in smaller letters, Cantonese and Sichuan food.
Okay, 了解了。好，Sichuan flavor actually 就从麦当劳推出这个，已经是连续第几年推出这个汉堡了吧 ？Cause it's back, right?
It's back.
它又回来了。然后它是一个很 ，it's like special release limited edition.、
Yeah.
It's only gonna be here for a short time. 麦香鸡啊。这个英语叫做
Well, so I said chicken burger before, but that's not appropriate for McDonald's, is it?
麦当劳有自己 trademark 它商标注册保护的一个名字
right. right, so it's always going to be a Mc something, right? The Mc rib, the Mc
fish
McFisher. I don't eat a lot of
McFish,
fish.
Yeah.
McFish, and of course, McChicken.
McChicken.
Right.
这个麦香鸡汉堡。好，那四川麦香鸡汉堡最近电视广告就是 they're really pushing it,
right.
因为确实是很 popular 啊。那我们去了麦当劳的网站看了一下，看他怎么形容这个很好吃、香香辣辣、麻麻辣辣的汉堡。请 Adam 跟大家来分享一下。
Okay, well, I hope some executives from McDonald's are listening. This,、this could be a second career McDonald's voiceover artist. Our classic McChicken, registered trademark, packed with a punch.
对，因为它那个广告上面就说 it's spicier, it's even spicier, 更辣。那前面我们听到就是说它有一个 punch.
Right, so the punch is like punching your taste buds.
对，因为 punch 就是比如拳击。互相击打 that's a punch、
right.
但是它也经常用来形容食物的这个 flavor、
right.
或者、口味和口感啊 so if something has a punch or it's packed with a punch 就是它的味道通常是比较重或者很辣的
it's usually spicy,
spicy
yeah it's、
exactly.
usually just very very spicy and so the ad continues the Szechuan McChicken is I know actually the announcer is probably like the Szechuan McChicken is topped with a Szechuan flavored mayonnaise styled sauce.
我真的不好意思，我听美国人讲四川，我就觉得好可爱。而且作为中国人讲不出来。
Well, so that's what's so funny. Yeah, no Chinese person will ever be able to pronounce this word.
而且都猜不到
right.
not being able to guess. 好，有点跑题。刚刚说这个里面有什么 mayonnaise?
Yes.
美乃滋
Right, yeah.
美国人真的是特别爱 mayonnaise.
Yep.
比如美国有一个酱 wasabi, mayonnaise wasabi, 还是 wasabi mayonnaise.
Right.
把芥末和美乃滋混在一起。
Right. I actually ordered some food from an Indian place, a very Americanized Indian place the other day, and I got some mint sauce. And I was very upset that it was mayonnaise.Mint mayonnaise.
所以就把传统的一个什么印度的酱里面加美乃滋是吧
Oh, disgusting.
让你很 upset, 觉得很 disgusting. 好所以这里它的这个 Sichuan,
that word,
sauce, 里面是它又辣然后又放了美乃滋哈
Right.
So that seems to be...I think the key to Americanized Chinese food,、mm-hmm. 就它里面就是会比较 creamy, 比较甜。
Right.
我们习惯的这个，比如等一下我们会讲到的宫保鸡丁，在美国的宫保鸡丁的味道和在中国吃的就很不一样。反正就是会比较甜。
Right.
I think overall.Right. 好的那讲到这个 Sichuan sauce 其实也不是只有麦当劳这个汉堡里才有嘛 It's actually really common Like you go to any Chinese restaurant or takeout 他们有一点辣的东西都会叫它是什么 Sichuan 什么什么东西
Yeah, you're gonna see it on Again, any sort of generic mall Chinese food place
商场的 food court
Panda Express
yeah yeah 等一下我们可以讲讲这个 Panda Express
or like a yeah buffet there will be something there with this word on it
好那不如我们现在就跟大家分享一下 some of the most popular Chinese food or American style Chinese
right,
food
okay
not only in America but also in Canada
yeah it's the same thing
and also I used to live in Australia
right
其实在澳大利亚受欢迎的 Chinese food 也差不多是这样
okay I wonder how Australians say 四川 says bao says
是啦说不定他们讲的比你们标准很多
probably yeah they're a lot closer says
那首先我想问 Adam, 刚刚 we've been talking about this idea of, you know, it's not going to be very authentic to 我们中国人
right?
It's, 我经常用的一个词是 Americanized,
right?
就是被美国化了的是吧我们也可以叫它是 American style Chinese food.
Yeah, okay. So if we're going to talk about American style Chinese food, the first thing that comes to my mind is Kung Pao chicken.
Oh,对这个真的很受欢迎因为你去很多现在就是比较 trendy 比较潮的一些外国人开的餐厅它里面就是 you know you can get sushi you can get steak you can get pasta but、
right.
you can also get some Kung Pao chicken
right
对我觉得这真的是 number one even a quote unquote foreign restaurant's gonna、
right.
have Chinese food they're gonna have Kung Pao something
right exactly
所以这里宫爆在美国他们会说
Kung Pao
就是广东 Cantonese 是吧、
I mean it is the real reason is G's and K's are very similar and P and B is very similar
对对对
but it doesn't always get translated
yeah 比如功夫 Kung Fu right
Kung Fu Panda
yeah,
Kung Pao Chicken
Kung Pao Chicken 然后也有很多饭店他们会做一个 you know, vegetarian、
mm-hmm.
compound tofu、
right.
kind of thing.
Right, yeah, yeah, yeah.
You can switch the chicken for tofu, 这样
Yeah, yes.、
Mm. Of course, you've never had compound chicken because you're a vegetarian.
Never in China. I have、mm-hmm. had it. I have had the Americanized one many times.
但是你在中国吃过任何宫爆 style 的东西吗？
Yeah, oh yeah.
你觉得最大的区别是什么？
It's probably drier in China. Like,
更干，干瘪。
Right, I mean like American Chinese food is just dripping with sauce.
Sauce, yeah, 我觉得你讲的这个点太好了 spot on. 它的 sauce 就是那种都是勾芡过的勾芡 starched up, right?
Yeah.
厚厚的甜甜的
Yeah, it's very thick, it's very sweet. Sometimes it's very, like the color is just very unnatural.
对就是一些什么红的啦
Or orange
orange,、
right.
orange chicken
Yeah,
yeah, because I think the idea is 我觉得 Chinese food is really, really popular、mm. in North America
Sure
你去一个 food court 在那吃中国菜的外国人我觉得比中国人要多就像我去 food court 我不会吃中国菜因为对我来说那个太甜了、
right.
那个不是中国菜但是外国人真的很喜欢里面这个酱
Right.
flavor 那么多然后这个酱拌着饭拌着面、mm. you know you mix it together like 盖浇饭 it's really、mm. good right
yeah oh yeah yeah yeah
yeah so the sauce is important
the sauce is pretty important、
mm. yeah but I think you have a good point is just everything here is dripping with sauce
yeah and that sauce is pretty much just starch and sugar
对
and a color so the red one would be sweet and sour
Right, 等一下我们也会说啊，酸甜口的这些古老肉啊，这些东西。但是我觉得 chicken 是特别多，就是一个、mm. 比如 food court, 一个商场里面的这种餐饮专区的中国菜，它会有好几个 chicken, 就可能还会有什么 general tso's chicken,、
mm.
左宗棠鸡。这个其实就也是甜甜酸酸的。
Yeah, I mean, it's generally all of the complex flavors of Chinese cuisine have been sort of condensed into this mixture of soy sauce. You know,
sugar,
yeah. salt.
And right.
So, yeah, it's the word I would use just collapsed, right? Just meaning that they're all of these complex things have been sort of combined into something that's not as complex.
And I still don't know the difference between compound chicken and general tso's chicken. Because、
yeah.
I feel like the flavors are really similar.
The flavor's the same. Yeah, and even the spelling of that. So, like, often you'll...Depending on where you go, it will be General Tso, it'll be General Tao.
Yeah. 但有一点就这些鸡就是给 American style 的它里面肯定都没有骨头 It's boneless, right?就是全肉
Right、yeah.
因为外国人真的不太会吐骨头
Right.
Yeah, yeah. Boneless chicken.
Mm-hmm, that's the way to do it.
我们现在讲讲你刚刚一直说的 orange flavor 的东西、
yeah.
橙子啊甜橙、mm-hmm. orange chicken 什么 orange beef orange pork、
right.
basically it goes with everything orange shrimp
yeah
it's just a sauce
it's、
right?
just a sauce yeah I mean so in the little town that I came from we had one Chinese restaurant and、mm-hmm. basically you could get chicken balls with orange sauce yeah I don't really know what part of the chicken they were
Hey, speaking of which, 我孩子的学校有的时候吃中餐就会吃什么 chicken balls with, yeah, orange sauce.
Some kind of sauce.
Or lemon, right?、Mm. 柠檬。反正它就是像果酱 like a jam,、mm. 但是比果酱又要咸。
Right.
对对对。好那现在我们说说这个很受欢迎的另外一种肉猪肉 pork、
mm.
啊、常常看到的古老肉就是。
Okay, sweet and sour pork.
Yeah.
Yes.
我觉得Up to this point, everything we've discussed is sweet and sour.
Yeah.
But I guess, yeah, with compound chicken, it will be very, very slightly spicy.
A little spicy, right.
Yeah, whereas with sweet sour, it's, yeah, 就是甜和酸。
Right, so the most important thing here is it's not sour and sweet. It's always going to be sweet and sour.
啊，对，这个 order, 是的，嗯。然后 sweet and sour pork, depending on which restaurants or like food court you go to, but usually they're very, very red.
Right.
非常非常的红、mm. 因为在国内我吃一些就我觉得很好吃的广东菜馆粤菜馆的那个古老肉它就是番茄酱就有点 orange color, 但是我在这看到它就是一个 红的 red， 我不知道他怎么搞的。
Well, Chinese people like red.
Yeah, that's true. 好，那我们接下来讲完了鸡肉和猪肉以外啊，说说牛肉吧。What is the most typical, popular, famous beef dish? Would you say?
Oh well, you know, we like our beef in lots of different ways. Probably beef and broccoli.
Yeah, 我也觉得 either beef and broccoli or like 什么 black pepper beef.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
黑椒牛柳，对吧？好，那 broccoli 就是西兰花。Beef and broccoli 就是牛肉，就牛柳，然后西兰花切成一小块一小块炒一炒。
Oh, it sounds good.
Yeah, 那个 sauce 就也是就是甜甜的，但是 it's more like 酱油，但很甜的酱油
yeah, yeah,
like teriyaki.
Yeah, yeah, exact. Soy sauce.
Soy sauce, but very sweet and thick.
Yeah.
Thick, 要很厚的啊。好，那看完这些肉菜以后，另外呢还有很受欢迎的中国菜种类就是一些汤呀、面啊、小点心这样的东西。
Okay, well, one of my favorite things to get from a Chinese restaurant is hot and sour soup.
Oh, so it's not sweet and sour. 现在是 hot and sour.
Yeah.
这里的 hot both 是说这个汤也应该比较烫是吧？
Of course,
但是、
yeah.
汤很烫，但是呢，它也是比较 spicy， 有一点 spicy。
Yes, yeah, yeah, yeah.
所以这个酸辣汤啊 ，hot and sour soup.
Yeah. So again, pay attention to that order. I don't know why we don't want to put sour first. I guess it just sounds weird. Sour and
hot. Yeah, yeah, it doesn't work.
Yeah, hot and sour, sweet and sour.
然后另外还是很受欢迎的 wonton soup.
Yeah, so this one is always funny because when people learn this, I should say when people who are not from Guangdong province learn this English word, they always kind of laugh. Yeah, wonton.
Wonton.
Get some wonton soup.
任何的 like Chinese place in the food court is going to have wonton soup.
Exactly, exactly.
And usually you can get it with only wonton or wonton soup with noodles.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. 好，那另外两个我觉得也挺受欢迎的 Chinese corn soup or Chinese style 的 corn soup.
Oh, okay. This one I'm sad to admit I'm not as familiar with.
因为西方的这个玉米汤就是很 creamy 嘛。Chinese style, 广东 style is less creamy.
Okay.
因为它里面会有一些 egg drop, 有些蛋花。
Oh.
I feel like, yeah, it's lighter. It's pretty good.
Okay.
But not every food court.
Yeah, this kind of sounds a little more
like a restaurant.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.我刚刚讲那个 egg drop soup 就是蛋花 because you drop the 那个 egg 蛋液进去啊、
right.
蛋花汤另外点心、也是很受欢迎
Yes.
Once again, we use the Cantonese.
Well, we use an English approximation, dim sum.
Dim sum.
Yeah.
Dim sum. 对，因为温哥华有一个特别大的华人连锁超市嘛、然后他每一次那个Dim sum counter.
Oh, yeah.
点心柜台就是特别午餐时间就好多外国人在排队买各种各样的 dim sum. 比较受欢迎的有虾饺。
Right, the shrimp.
Shrimp dumplings.
Dumplings, yeah.
Siu mai. Siu mai 很多地方它也就会写这个广式的发音。Siu mai.
Right, right, right. So pork.
对，那个里面基本上是 pork. 另外叉烧包。
Oh yeah, pork buns.
Yeah, barbecue, BBQ pork bun.
Right, yeah, yeah, yeah.
因为 it's sweet, right? It's
yeah.
really good. Yeah. 然后另外春卷。
Oh yeah, spring rolls.
Yeah, spring rolls. Sorry, a lot of American restaurants, I feel like, call them egg rolls.
Yeah.
It's just like a spring roll.
It's a spring roll,
yeah. 那你觉得什么样的面和饭比较受欢迎？
Well, that's actually the one that I was dying to get to. Rice is really either it's just rice, like steamed rice, or it's fried rice. There's no, you know, for us, there's no middle ground.
但是我觉得大部分的外国人都会 prefer fried rice, 因为更有味道嘛
flavor,
right?
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Now, personally, me, I always like noodles. And so I was very happy when I went to China and I actually learned what chow mein and lo mein were.
Chow mein 就是炒面是吧？捞，然后另外一个 lo mein 就是捞面。
Isn't it 拉？
Oh, I thought it was 捞面。
Oh, I thought it was 拉面。
广东的那个捞面。
Oh, okay. So I would. Anyway, I only ever stuck to chow mein in my little village. So we weren't that sophisticated.
好，那今天 天节目最后要说的几个受欢迎的中国菜呢，也不算菜了，一个是一个酱，一个 sauce。
嗯，
这个酱 that's authentic Chinese， 就跟我们刚刚说的那。
Yeah, I don't know if this is. I mean, you'll find some in my fridge. I don't know if you'll find it in the fridge of the average.
Maybe not the average, but the foodies. 就是就蛮爱吃的吃货，很多外国人现在会有这个酱。
Yeah, bro, you gotta go get the 老干妈 bro.
老干妈是吧？它有一段时间不是在亚马逊上是一个 cult product，就是啊，虽然有点小众，但是还是很受 foodies 吃货的欢迎。
I love it. I love it.
Yeah.然后另外喝的一个东西 super popular.
Well, so bubble tea.
Yeah.
But I would think this is more popular with like
younger people.
Younger people, but also like Asian exchange students.
没有，在我家附近那个商场喝 bubble tea 的 younger, yeah, for sure. 但是我不觉得那么多爱喝 bubble tea 的人都去过亚洲当交换学生 because it's been so popular here for years, right?
Okay.
Yeah. So you know, white people love it.
Yeah, okay, fair enough, fair enough.
Bubble tea. 前两天我去华人超市买东西，让我很惊喜的一幕是我看到一个长得很高大的外国的一个白人，拿了两包大白兔奶糖。他买了两包，说，you've got taste, you know stuff.
You know stuff.
他可能以前住在上海。
He's not just getting fortune cookies.
Yeah.Fortune cookie 那个小饼干是吧？里面有字的。
That is the only. If you ask anybody in any town, in any village in North America, they might not be able to say one thing about China, but they would probably be able to make some kind of association with fortune cookies. Which was probably invented by an American person.
对，反正在中国就
There's no fortune cookies. Yeah, that's disappointing when we arrive in China.
That's pretty good. You know, it's a good 饭后小甜点，脆脆的。And that gives you good fortune, right?
Right, right.
好，那我们今天的节目就到这儿。对于美式中国菜，大家，我们很多留学或者移民的朋友，对你来说应该是很熟悉啊。我们在国内的朋友听了以后，会不会觉得很奇怪？What?
Give me a break.
好了，我们今天的节目就到这儿，谢谢大家的收听，我们下次再见。
All right, bye guys.